Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number three, live right here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid, our third and final hour up until 11 a.m. Eastern. It is draft night in the NBA. Round number one, night number one from Brooklyn inside the Barclays Center of the 2025 NBA Draft. Some more draft discussions here to end out this third and final hour. Up next, another week on the PGA Tour. A thrilling finish last week at the Travelers. Tommy Fleetwood coughing up an opportunity to win for the first time in his PGA Tour career. And the home crowd favorite and Captain America, Keegan Bradley, seizes the opportunity on the 18th hole. We'll look forward to a new week out on tour with Keith Stewart coming up in just a moment. And then plenty of breakdowns on this full slate Wednesday on the diamond from the brilliant baseball mind of one Donnie Wrightside.
Yeah, by the way, the Travelers, how hot was it there, I guess, on Saturday and Sunday for that tournament, man? It's amazing. Like, anybody that's played golf before, it's actually nice when it's really warm out. You tend to get that extra distance there on the driver, a little bit easier to play. It's a lot of fun, but at the same time, boy, you got to stay hydrated, and you are just dripping sweat out there for four-plus hours on a golf course. That's amazing. And also understand this. Most people playing municipal golf courses, they're using, you know, hey, let me get on the cart and ride around. That's not in golf, man. You are out there walking that entire stretch in 95-plus degree temperatures. So the war of attrition certainly was big this weekend. We'll see again summer months here how that continues, but some good talk coming up in hour number three as we get closer and closer to the NBA draft.
Absolutely. So closer and closer to football season for you as well, Mr. Wrightside. I believe yesterday was a week out from July 1st. A week from today is July 2nd, but hey, still
it's the penultimate day till July 1st. So there you go.
I think that works. Yep. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, as we get ready for the NBA draft tonight, we wanted to hear from the people. Of all the names that you know, the young and talented group that's going to go top three, top five in the lottery, or some of those college basketball stars that we learned about last year in 24-25, who's going to have the best NBA career? That was the question to all of you in Fade the Public. At Sports Grid on Twitter, which prospect in the 2025 draft will have the best NBA career? The three we listed, maybe the presumed top three back when the lottery happened in the middle of May, the top three recruits in the 2024 class entering last season in college basketball as well. But one guy here, we at least think at this moment, not expected to go top three tonight. The two that will, who will go 1-2, Cooper Flagg minus 100,000 to be the first overall pick, and Dylan Harper minus 9,000 to be that second overall selection. The third option we included, Ace Bailey, maybe, just maybe. Other also listed DRS, and it should not be surprising that the guy we expected to go first overall in the NBA draft when he was about 15 years old and then even surpassed our highest expectations in his lone year in Durham playing for Duke in college basketball, who is that minus 100,000 favorite to go first tonight, Cooper Flagg wins this poll at nearly 72% of the vote. It's the way I voted. Did you do the same?
Yeah, absolutely. I did 71%. I am part of that. But the interesting part is I always get a laugh at it. It's like, okay, Dylan Harper, 10%, Ace Bailey, 10%, Cooper Flagg, 71%, but 6.6% other. But we don't have any responses back on the other. Like, who would the other be? Like, it could be Eric Dixon that we just talked about, right? Like, who's the other people that you're voting for out here? And who is it? VJ Edgecombe? Is that who you think is going to step up? Derek Queen is going to step up? I would like to see some of the responses there on the other vote that we have. But I think it's pretty clear, like, a generational talent in Cooper Flagg and how impactful he can be in the NBA and right away for the Dallas Mavericks, which does have a couple very good veterans here and should be making a playoff run. He's had an unbelievable career where we always heard about Cooper Flagg, and boy, he's so young coming into college basketball still. How can he dominate right off the bat? And then we started to get the word of, hold on, he was invited to the USA basketball camp going against some of the best pros in the world and giving it to him. It's like, wow, we might be on to something. And he was nothing short of everything that the Duke Blue Devils had asked for, except winning a national championship. And I still look back at that team, how talented it is, how they didn't win a championship. But that's what happens when you play a one-game playoff repeatedly. You don't bring your A game. Somebody else does. They can knock you off. Yeah. Cooper Flagg, 72%. Like, buff stability, as we use the word, Ben, that's got to be real low in the totem pole for this number one overall pick for sure.
Completely agree, DRS. That minus 100,000 price is basically the generational price we have seen for the expected generational talents the last few years in the draft. Victor Wembanyama, 2 summers ago in the NBA. Connor Bedard, 2 summers ago in the National Hockey League. Caitlin Clark, a year plus ago in the WNBA. Even Caleb Williams in the 2024 NFL draft. When you have been expected to be the guy, to be one of one for years now, not just your final few months of college basketball, that is the price you get. And frankly, that is the price that is deserved. Donnie, that will be the interesting conversation around Cooper Flagg. Not, ooh, is he going to go number one? Are the Dallas Mavericks going to pick him? We know that he will be the first overall selection tonight. That is solidified. We are only awaiting official confirmation when Adam Silver walks out onto the stage tonight inside the Barclays Center and announces his name. But when you have that much talent and you are this highly touted, and when you have the weight of expectation on you, can you live up to it? Can you match that anticipation? Heck, are you able to even surpass it? I would say Cooper Flagg did exactly that during his lone year in college hoops. He won the Warden Award. He won all the major National Player of the Year awards. He was the Freshman of the Year, both the ACC Player and Rookie of the Year. He had a 42-point game against Pitt in early January, setting a Duke freshman scoring record and an ACC freshman scoring record as well. That is how good Cooper Flagg is. And one of the things that I find fascinating, he's not going to Washington. He's not going to Utah, where he needs to be the guy among everybody else. He is going to a ready-made franchise, although we have had our fun and we have taken our shots, correctly so, at Nico Harrison in the Mavs front office. He is going to a Dallas team that when Cooper Flagg enters that franchise this summer, and when he starts playing probably in that starting lineup in 2025-26, this upcoming October, he is going to be expected, DRS, to make an immediate impact, not for a team hoping to be a play-in tournament team, but for a team that will have the expectations of making the playoffs. It may be just maybe trying to contend for a playoff run. Now, the Thunder are so far in front of everybody else in the Western Conference. Don't take my word for it. Just look at those Western Conference and NBA championship odds. But Cooper Flagg heads to this Mavericks franchise in a wild last 6 months or so where he is going to be expected to be that guy right away for a team that could contend for a top four seed out West next season.
And we love it. And the NBA's got to love this. I know people, oh, that's just, they traded Luka Doncic just to see who they got, but just from a perspective of wanting to enjoy, like, what happens if Luka got traded to Washington and we never hear anything about Washington again? Like, it's good that Luka went to LA. He's going to be in primetime games. That's a franchise with expectations that just had a valuation of $10 billion. Need the superstars in the big cities. But also taking a look at what the Dallas Mavericks could have had this year if Kyrie Irving doesn't get injured, do they make a playoff run? And now Kyrie coming back next year, let's just say he does make it back before the playoffs, and you have Cooper Flagg's entire rookie season where he's played 60-plus games already. I love the intrigue. I love the fun of it here. I love the fit for Cooper Flagg in Dallas because it's a good team that got better on draft night. And, hey, the number one overall pick, generational guy. I love it. I really do as an NBA fan.
Yeah, absolutely so. And part of tonight will be that celebration and that ceremony in Barclays to give the fat flowers to Cooper Flagg. PGA Tour handicaps next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The PGA Tour this week heads out to Detroit. It's the Rocket Classic at Detroit Golf Club in the Motor City. We break down and handicap for you here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid with our guy, Keith Stewart, who joins us bright and early on this Wednesday morning. But Keith, before we get to this week on tour, let's go back to the dramatic finish last week at the Travelers Championship. Tommy Fleetwood, a large lead into Sunday, finally trying to win his first ever PGA Tour event with 41 top tens. Sadly stumbled down the stretch to now have his 42nd top 10 finish without a victory. But because of his struggles, it opened the door on 18 for Captain America, Keegan Bradley, to storm back in front of the home crowd with a birdie on his 72nd hole of the week to take the Travelers Championship. And Keith, Keegan Bradley was a guy at 35-1 that you at Read the Line gave out to the people. What did you see in our Ryder Cup captain on course last week at the Travelers?
Well, you know what, Ben, on a side note, you should totally take over for Jim Nantz. You made that a hell of a lot more exciting than he does on Sunday afternoons. I loved the lead in there. But you know what I loved even more was cashing 35-1 on Keegan. And when he goes to New England, and this is the only time the tour ever goes up into the Northeast, he has said it many times. And for these guys, it's week after week of a routine of trying to play and compete against the best players in the world. When you get to a spot that you're a little inspired, it gives you an edge, and that's why he had to be on the card. Sure, he'd been playing great golf, but he has said many times before that he is more motivated than ever when he goes up to New England to win, and now all of a sudden, and I know Donnie's going to go there, we have opened up Pandora's box when it comes to Bethpage Black, and whether or not he can play, be captain, be both, who knows? Ooh.
Look at that. Player, coach here. What is he, Bill Russell out there? Let's have some fun with that and see what he can do. And also, he's in the field this week, Keith. But before we get to the field this week with the Rocket Classic, let's take a look at that golf course here. Explain to us in Detroit where we're playing and how this bad boy sets up for us.
All right, Detroit Golf Club, it's a classic design, very northern style, Donald Ross layout. You know, everyone up here in the New York City area are familiar with his style of architecture. Par 72, we're going to get four par fives this week, which means the guys are going to go deep. The average winning score here in six runs of the Rocket Classic is 22 under par. Vegas has the over-under this week for the winning score at 22.5 under par. Quickly, Keith's keys for the week. You got to be a great approach player, but you got to be a little bit bipolar. You know, you're going to look at the scorecard real quickly. You're going to see a bunch of short holes, and you're going to say, hey, 50% of the approach shots come from under 150 yards. But you know what? Don't lose out on those high leverage shots. There's two par threes over 200, which are very difficult, and the four par fives. That second shot will help you score. Speaking of twos, how about my second key, putting? The guys that have won here, all six of them have gained a minimum of three strokes on the field with the flat stick. And the third thing is that it's the Motor City. Get your engine running, guys. Let the shaft out in the driver. Look at the guys who have won here. Cam Davis twice. Bryson DeChambeau. Tony Finau. Other players that have been great here. Taylor Pendrith, very long. Cam Champ. I mean, all of them. These guys just blast away at this place, and then they score with their wedges.
So, Keith, as we look at the odds board for who might be high up on the leaderboard throughout the week in the Motor City, maybe not a signature event, maybe not the most loaded field we have seen this year on the tour, but still some good stuff. Colin Morikawa is the favorite at 12-1 right now. Patrick Cantlay, not all that far behind at 16-1. And there he is. Oh, captain, my captain, Keegan Bradley at an 18-1 price. We got Keith's keys. Now time for the early leans on the early line. Who has a good week out at the Rocket Classic?
Well, if we're going right to the early leans, I love Cam Young this week. I think a number of the favorites have their issues. Cantlay hasn't won in almost 3 years, and Colin Morikawa announced another caddy shift this week going into the Rocket Classic. So, I mean, there's some unsettling there. Can Ben Griffin win 3 times in 2 months? Probably not. And Keegan back-to-back. I love Cam Young, plus 2,500 this morning on the FanDuel betting board. In 2024 here, he finished 6th. In 2022, he finished 2nd. He's got a 4th at the RBC Canadian and a 4th at the U.S. Open, and he's the #1 ranked putter in the field. We know he can blast it off the tee, and he's from the Northeast. He'll be good on those greens. The second guy, Emiliano Grillo. You're going to love this, Donnie. Plus 8,000 on the board for FanDuel. That's where I got him. You got to love a little bit of a long shot out there at the Rocket Classic. You know, he's the #1 approach player in the field. And we know, I've already said this, you're going to need to, this is a big proximity contest, guys. You got to knock it close with your wedges. 7,300 yards at par 72 is just not long enough for these guys. And you look at the places where Griot has won, Silverado and also the Colonial. Those are places where you can distance yourself and separate from the field with your driver, your wedge, and your putter. He's going to do it again this week. I absolutely love that pick. Those are my early leans on the early line.
Love to see it here. And by the way, let me ask you a question, because whenever we get a Scottie Scheffler-less tournament here, it's like, ooh, it opens up so many different, you know, ways to win and guys that you can pick. Colin Morikawa is the favorite at 12-1. His last win, Keith, 2023, the Zozo Classic, was in Japan. Before that, it was 2021 here on the mainland with the Open Championship. Just getting back into the winner's circle. Can he do that this weekend as the favorite? Or is that maybe one of those angles that you're like, you know what? I got to see him win it before I put some money on the guy.
You know, the Rocket Classic has told us some good stories over the years. Ricky Fowler came in here, and he won, and he hadn't won in years. But he was trending. I just don't see Morikawa trending. I alluded to it before. He's just changed his caddy again after 2 months, after he had been with J.J. Jakovic for such a long time. Change is never a good thing for these guys. They're extremely routine. I think the favorites this week are not that strong in an offer. I mean, Ben Griffin's probably the guy that has the best skill set and playing the best. And he's Ben Griffin, right? I mean, so at the end of the day, I really think you got to look further down the board. There's some opportunity. And I think a guy like Cam Young, and everyone's going to come at me and go, Keith, what about like the 8 runner-ups and everything? Hey, guess what? He would have watched Fleetwood fail last week, and he would have learned from that. Tommy played not to lose instead of playing to win. He was not aggressive in the end, and Keegan was. He got the crowd got behind him, and he attacked. And I think Young will learn from that, and he's comfortable playing at this spot. I don't like Morikawa. I don't like many of the favorites this week. It's just not a good spot for them.
Yeah.
It's been a weird year for Colin Morikawa. He's had some issues with the media. He hasn't spoke to them afterward in his post-round press conferences, basically turning heel, kind of like Rory McIlroy. Kind of a weird year there. Yet not for Keegan Bradley. Could be a player captain at the 2025 Ryder Cup this September at Bethpage Black. Keith, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the course to the diamond in the brilliant baseball mind of one Donnie Wrightside, much like a Tuesday in the midweek, we've got a full slate Wednesday around Major League Baseball and plenty of games to break down for you. We've got some studs on the bump, some young pitchers facing off today. And DRS, we've got some day baseball as well in the afternoon hours and about four spots on this Wednesday in MLB. We start, however, in Houston with your Philadelphia Phillies, who were blanked last night by the Astros. Although you thought it was going to be a low-scoring pitcher's duel type of affair, and it was. Yeah. Houston wins one zip. Ranger Suarez was great. Framber Valdez just a little bit better. Tonight, you would say the pitching advantage in the second game of this midweek set between our two divisional leaders, Houston in the American League West, Philadelphia in the NL East, that would be for the Phils. Zach Wheeler gets the start. Philadelphia, a road favorite. Greater than a dollar now, -158 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. 7.5 is that total. Will Philadelphia draw even early on in the first two games of this interleague set?
I think they will. I think it'll be a role reverse of what we saw last night. So we're not saying that just because Zach Wheeler's on the mound against a guy like Colton Gordon, you might not have heard of here. The one thing that the Phillies do struggle with at times, and you saw it yesterday, when Framber Valdez is a pedigree pitcher, he's a lefty, he was filthy last night. Colton Gordon is a lefty on the mound today, and you take a look at his last 30 days of work here, 21 total innings pitched. How about for Colton Gordon, a 3.36 xFIP number, which is really good. You look at the Phillies lineup, and he struggles against right-handed batters, but left-handed batters, he gets those out. So Kyle Schwarber and the likes, so you hope for a long ball there, he might be quieted down tonight, even though he's hit left-handed pitching very well. You take a look on the other side, and of course, it's going to be Zach Wheeler, 22 and a third innings pitched over his last month. How about a 2.63 ERA and a 3.22 ERA and a 2.79 xFIP number. So I look at this game again. It has all the makings, Ben, like a 3-2 victory by the Philadelphia Phillies for me. Valdez is a better pitcher than Gordon, even though Gordon's a lefty. Phillies haven't saw him. Might take a round or two to get through and say, you know what? Second or third at bats, we'll be on to this guy. The bullpen should be decent tonight. Give me a Phillies victory in this in a low-scoring battle. The Phillies in the under for me again with that 7.5 posted total.
Again, as Donnie kind of alluded to yesterday, we have seen such warm, hot temperatures this week, not just in the Northeast, but frankly, across the entirety of the states. It's upper 80s in Houston, and yet our totals are 7.5. Well, they play kind of indoors, and we've had some great pitching performances to start off this week. DRS, the New York Mets, man, got to figure out something, not only here in the last two-plus weeks, but against their divisional foe in the Atlanta Braves. They have lost five consecutive against Atlanta. In the last week, the Braves swept the Mets in Atlanta last week, have taken the opening two games of our four-game midweek set in Citi Field this week, and the Mets have dropped 10 of their last 11. They turn tonight to Clay Holmes. Can he get the job done against Atlanta with the Mets booked? Is it Clay Holmes, right? Not Chad Holmes. Clay Holmes?
Yes.
Clay Holmes?
Clay.
Confirmed?
Good old Clay.
Clay Holmes, right. Nearly $1.50 favorite for the Amazons at home tonight up in Flushing. Supposed to be very warm once again. DRS flirting with record temperatures around 97, 98, 99 degrees. That total is 9. A ton of scoring last night, not so much in the opening game on Monday night. What will we see here on this Wednesday?
We missed out on the title here. You see the title says stop the skid. Look who's pitching there for Atlanta Braves. Yeah. The Diddy party tonight up in New York at Flushing. Didier Fuentes on the mound, the right-handed pitcher here for the Atlanta Braves. You see that? Like, we could have had that.
That was
perfect,
going.
Man. Yeah. Stop the skid. I mean, come on now. Come on, man. It's Diddy tonight. And by the way, you take a look at the New York Mets. They will hit tonight. They should be just fine. First five guys in a lineup, really good statistics over the past month against right-handed pitching. But for my money, I looked at last night and said, it's just a struggling team and Strider should be able to hold down the Mets' bats. The Mets were actually okay against Spencer Strider. They just imploded in the bullpen. You take a look at Clay Holmes as much better statistics, even though Clay Holmes doesn't have an ERA of 2.86, which you really like, but a 4.34 xFIP number, which is slightly high. But look at the roster tonight. If Ronald Acuna and Matt Olson just don't go, you know, wild at the plate, let's just say, and each get a home run tonight, multiple RBI, this should be a night where the New York Mets win. You take a look at that price point, it's a -144. They haven't played good baseball. The Atlanta Braves have owned them. So if you're handicapping this game, just go like, like, you know what? Until the Mets get out of their own way, I'm not going to back them. I understand it. But tonight, the matchup makes sense. I think I have the better pitcher on the mound and the better lineup in my ballpark, and I'll take advantage of that. Give me the Mets tonight to get a victory on that money line in hot temperatures in New York. A couple RBI shots, possibly, yes. But the Mets, they should take care of business tonight for me.
The Phils lost last night, as did the Mets, five consecutive against Atlanta, 10 of their last 11. Still a game and a half difference between the Phillies and the Mets atop the division. The Braves now just four games sub 500, 37 and 41, but still 9.5 back of Philadelphia at the top. More MLB next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Skeens Day 35 in the history of Major League Baseball on this Wednesday afternoon. Bright and early in Milwaukee. 2:11 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch, a little bit after 1 p.m. Central there in the great state of Wisconsin. And DRS, what a showdown of young arms that we have today on the bump. Of course, Paul Skeens, who has been great here early on in year number two of his MLB career. And so far in the first few starts of his career in Major League Baseball, Jacob Mizorowski for Milwaukee, the flamethrower, 14 pitches. Touching at least triple digits in his MLB debut, five innings of no-hit baseball. He has continued with some filthy stuff. Total seven today in Milwaukee, and it's a pick'em when Paul Skeens is on the other side. Minus 108 now, the updated number for both the Buccos and the Brew Crew. So who wins this pitching matchup? Who wins today's afternoon game in Milwaukee?
Think you want to lean on Paul Skeens because of how dominant that he can be. But the question is not Paul's. Like, Paul Skeens doesn't hit. Like, hey, you know what? Let me get dominate on the mound. And also, I'll be Shohei Ohtani at the plate because that lineup always leaves a lot to be desired. So you take a look at Jacob Mizorowski, who, again, you look at his numbers. 11 innings pitch here, 1.64 ERA, a 3.65 xFIP number. He's a flamethrower. Until he works his way around the league with multiple starts, he can get a book on him. It's kind of hard to understand what he's actually throwing, how hard he throws at the plate. So let's just say you see that 6.5 now in the posted total, sevens in that range. How do we get to eight runs? Because the one thing you can expect is, well, hey, you're hoping for like Paul Skeens to have an off day. And what's an off day for Skeens? Six innings pitched and two earned runs at that point. How do we get to eight overall runs? Because Skeens over his last 33 and a third innings covering 1 month, a 0.81 ERA and a 3.01 xFIP number. Like, he strikes everybody out. You don't get base hits. And also, unless you're just throwing home runs between these two pitchers, where are the runs coming from? Like, you don't string together three straight singles against Paul Skeens in one inning, right? So you look even maybe the first five innings, which maybe it's 3.5 as a total. How do they get four runs at that point? Because if your over is Mizorowski goes five innings and Skeens goes six. Okay, we'll leave it up to the bullpen and maybe get extra innings or they just blow up at that point. But I got to tell you, like, I would be surprised if we're looking at a Skubal start that we saw yesterday. Like, hey, Skeens gave up multiple home runs in the first two innings and four runs are already on the board. I think the safest approach in this would be, for me, the under in the first five innings, even though it's going to be low, because if you miss that handicap and five are on the board, they're getting seven runs or 6.5 for the rest of the game. That'd be my angle.
Yeah, DRS, I think it's a really good point. And you mentioned Paul Skeens and what he has done this year. Again, he has been sensational. He has a losing record at 4-6, but the ERA is a 1.85. You mentioned the last 33 and a third. His last five starts, basically a month long of work. The Pittsburgh Pirates have won three straight in four of those five, but they have scored a total of 11 runs in those five starts. And that includes an eight-run performance well after Paul Skeens was ousted, because in that most recent start last week in Detroit, four of those eight runs came in the top of the 10th in extras. So Donnie is correct. The offense has not been there a ton for Paul Skeens, despite how brilliant he has been on the bump. It is going to be a great pitching matchup today, though, between these divisional foes who probably should face off against one another. a few more times before Paul Skeens' time in Pittsburgh comes to a close. We saw a great young arm yesterday in Cincinnati for Chase Burns make his MLB debut. A great lefty arm for New York gets the start today after Carlos Rodon was pretty good yesterday as well. Max Fried sensational in his debut year in Pinstripes. Brady Singer's debut year in Cincinnati. They face off today. The Yanks have dropped the first two games against the Reds this week in the Great American Ballpark. New York has dropped 9 of its last 12, but booked as greater than a $2 favorite DRS to change all of that today. Will they prove that price correct?
This is an analytical mismatch on the mound here, which I'm going to get to in just a few moments, but just some food for thought. Did you know the New York Yankees have played 13 straight totals to the under, which is crazy? This is the Yankees we're talking about. Small ballparks, hot weather here. You look at every one of those games that they have, it's like, hey, what's going on here? Why can't they score runs? And they're getting good pitching, but not the clutch hitting, because it feels like the Yankees, almost like my Philadelphia Phillies, fall into that, you know, realm at times. It's like home run or no run at that point, right? Like, we're not getting singles and walks and, you know, productive outs to get guys on third base and sacrifice flies at this point. But here's the interesting part about this. Max Fried is really good. You take a look at his last 30 days, 31 total innings pitched, a 277 xFIP number, which is spectacular, a 3.77 ERA, which is slightly higher than you would expect from having that great of an xFIP. Yeah. But take a look at Brady Singer, 27 pitchers on the card today, Ben, minimum of 5 innings pitched over the past month. He's 26th out of 27 pitchers with an xFIP of 4.85, but an ERA of 2.79. So theoretically, you have a pitcher that's better ERA-wise, Brady Singer, but the analytics market is telling you he should get knocked around today, and the complete opposite from Max Fried. Slightly higher ERA, but his xFIP number shows he should bounce back into form. If we're looking at guys that should do well tonight, well, the first 6 batters in the Yankees lineup, all high weighted on base percentages against right-handed pitching on the season. But as I just told you, like, Singer's ERA has been good. His last 120 batters, ISO against, 115, low. Weighted on base percentage against, 292, that's low. But he doesn't strike out very many hitters. And if you're looking at, again, 88 degrees at first pitch tonight at 7:10 in Cincinnati and a slight wind blowing out the center field, this should be a Yankees night tonight. So if I'm looking from a Yankees perspective and say, well, you know, all those unders in the last 13 games, I do think Max Fried holds down that lineup for the Cincinnati Reds. But even though the Yankees don't score, you know, crazy runs along with other teams in the same game, a Yankees team total is not off the deck for me tonight. I think they might be able to hit in this weather and scrape up, what, 4.5 runs you're probably looking at is the total here for the Yankees in that range. If it's 5.5, that's tough because that means they need 6 and you're probably looking at a total in that game. But Yankees bats should rise up. Aaron Judge, RBIs, things like that should make some sense tonight.
For the first time this year, DRS, in his most recent start, Max Fried allowed 3 earned last week against Baltimore. The ERA ticked up above 2.05, the third best ERA in all of baseball. Paul Skeens has the best at a 1.85. Hunter Brown of Houston, sandwiched in between 1.88. Max Fried tied alongside his teammate Carlos Rodon and our AL Cy Young favorite now in Tarek Skubal for the most wins this year in Major League Baseball for a starting pitcher at 9. And yet, as you mentioned, the last month or so for Fried, his last 5 starts, 13 earned given up in total. His first 11 starts as a Yank, just 10 earned runs in total. He has still been great, maybe not as elite as early on here in the month of June. And the Yankees looking to avoid the sweep today in Cincinnati in the midweek against the Reds. Game 3 today in St. Louis between some NL Central rivals. 3 of 4, though, in this extended midweek set. The first matchup this year between the Cardinals and the Cubbies. The Redbirds have taken the first 2 under the arch at home, DRS. Booked as either a pick'em price or maybe even a slight underdog. And St. Louis, once again, a home underdog today against the Cubs. Total stands at 9. Will Chicago win its first game in this series? Or might St. Louis take all the first 3?
Yeah, we could be looking at more runs and, again, just fading pitchers in a hot environment, close to 90 degrees at first pitch here at 5 mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left center field. But if I do look at Eric Fetty, one of those guys I've always liked to fade. Now, his last 30 days haven't been all that bad ERA-wise, been 3.04. The xFIP number is at a 4.57, and the reason being, he doesn't strike guys out, and that usually gets you in trouble. You look at the top of the lineup that did a lot of damage last night, Ian Happ, Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki, Pete Crow Armstrong, and then also Michael Bush in that 6th spot. They should be able to be on your card for some shots. If I'm saying to myself, again, if I like left-handed batters yesterday, I like them again today. Pete Crow Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, Ian Happ, and Michael Bush, all high numbers against right-handed pitching over the past month. You take a look at Matthew Boyd, that'll be on the mound here for the Cubs, 30 and a third innings pitched over his last 30 days. How about his ERA to 1.78, but he does have a higher xFIP of a 4.10. You look at the lineup, again, the first couple batters in the lineup today for the Cardinals up against the Cubs versus lefties, good numbers. Burleson, Contreras, Nolan Arenado, Mason Wynn, as well as Brandon Donovan, decent weighted on base percentages. But take a look at Boyd. Like, not a huge strikeout guy, but a 108 ISO against and a 231 weighted on base percentage against over the last 110 batters that he's faced here. I do think the Cubs win this game. I just trust Boyd a little bit more than I do Fetty. And those Cubs bats in the first 5 to 6 batters, they should do some damage today.
When you look at Chicago DRS, they have dropped 5 of their last 6, only a 2.5 game lead now in the NL Central. More baseball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We continue to break down this full Wednesday slate around Major League Baseball and DRS today. Max is back. Second start of the year for the new Blue Jay, Max Scherzer, today on the road in Cleveland. The veteran Scherzer started his only game of the year so far back in late March for Toronto. Went 3 innings, left the game due to lat muscle soreness, was placed on the IL the next day with thumb inflammation. You got to love some of the pitchers' injuries, like a hangnail gets them at times. Yep. Thumb inflammation that has sidelined him now for nearly 3 months. Not saying it's not serious, just some of what we deal with. So today in Cleveland, DRS, where the Jays are red hot and the Guardians quite the opposite. Cleveland, a slight home favorite against Scherzer and Toronto. Total is 8.5. What can we expect out of Scherzer? What should we anticipate in this meeting?
That's why we liked the bats yesterday for Toronto. They played at 10 runs. Why? This team doesn't strike out all that much. And when you go up against pitchers that don't get strikeouts, like you're going to see today with Gavin Williams, that tends to get you in trouble. I'll get to Max Scherzer in just a moment. But let's take a look at the temperatures in Cleveland. 80 degrees today. Light wind blowing in from center field. Should have good hitting conditions. Gavin Williams on the card today. He's got a 2.96 ERA. Like, oh, that's not that bad. He's the worst pitcher analytically here at a 4.92 xFIP number over his past 27 and a third innings pitched over the past month. You take a look at the ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages against. They're actually really good, but too many walks, not enough strikeouts, balls in play, that usually causes damage. Look at the Toronto Blue Jays heading in today as a roster for the past month against right-handed pitching. You look at Bo Bichette, Addison Barger, Vladdy Guerrero, you know, Alejandro Kirk and George Springer, all really high ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages. And the same thing we talked about yesterday, outside of Jonathan Clase there, who's going to bat ninth, who has a high strikeout rate. Nobody strikes out in that lineup. Every single player under 21% or less, with multiple guys under 10%, which means ball in play, warm temperatures, guys with good weighted on base percentages and ISO power numbers, they should hit. So then I say to myself, well, why don't you just go ahead and take Toronto? Well, I don't know what I'm getting out of Max Scherzer. I'm like, welcome back, Max. Does that mean he's going to be really good for 5 innings, or is he huffing and puffing after 3 innings? It's not a great lineup here for the Cleveland bats. So for me, I just stick with the formula that worked well for last night. Just look at the Toronto bats, use them there to take some RBI shots, and if not, just take a team total. They'll hit tonight. I'm just worried about what I'm actually getting from Max Scherzer. That's all.
We haven't seen a ton out of Scherzer in the last 2 years. Only 9 outings last year from Texas. Started one of the first games of the year in for Toronto for the Blue Jays this year. His first year up in Canada. Scherzer's 40. Turns 41 at the end of July during this season. The veteran's still trying to get it done, of course, in start number 2 this year for Toronto. Did you find out what Scherzer had done in his rehab stints in the minor leagues?
8 2/3 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Both of those games equal at 4 1/3 innings pitched, faced 17 batters in both of those. So decent starts coming back. But again, AAA, then heading up to Major League Baseball. We'll see if that's different. So I don't know how long he's going to go. And quite frankly, how long do you want him to go, right? Hey, if he's 5 innings pitched, 1 earned run, looks good. Get him out there, see how that, you know, the feeling in the thumb, and if everything is okay, then you move forward at that point. So I do think that bullpen is going to enter in, which gets a little hairy at times. But for me, again, Ben, just backing those Toronto bats, I think makes the most sense here for us.
Makes a lot of sense. The Jays played a 10 yesterday to win the opening game of this series against Cleveland. Yeah. Toronto was 26-28, 2 games sub 500 on May 27th. They have now gone, I believe, 12-8 since that time. When you are 16-8, excuse me, since that time. DRS, different story for the Guardians, who in this month of June has not been a great story. 8-12 for Cleveland. They're the only other team outside of Detroit above 500 still in the American League Central, and they are clinging on to that distinction at a game above 500. And because of that, Detroit has a 9.5 game lead. Earlier this year, DRS, just over a month ago, we saw all of those teams in the American League Central, with the exception, of course, of the expected White Sox, Guardians, Royals, Twins, playing good baseball, 3, 4, 5 games above 500. The Tigers well in front of everybody, but really not providing much of a test. Detroit, again, a 9.5 game lead in the AL Central. Of course, the worst team in Major League Baseball, that is the Colorado Rockies. They are 18-61. They are 30.5 games back of the team that tops their division. That would be the LA Dodgers, 49-31. The Dodgers need a victory today to join the Tigers as the only two clubs to get to that 50 win mark in MLB. And the Dodgers are expected to do that today in Denver, -330. The price on LA with Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the bump. Total is 11 against the rookie Chase Dolander on the other side. DRS, -330. How do you play the game?
Yeah, Chase isn't a very good pitcher, and that's how you're going to play it here. Same thing you saw last night, 9 runs here for the Dodgers. Now, temperatures, again, very L.A.-like tonight in Colorado, 70 degrees with the wind blowing out to right field. You take a look at Dolander's numbers here. As a right-handed pitcher, he struggles with getting out right-handed bats. There's a couple guys at sky-high numbers over the past month. Look at Will Smith, 63 at-bats against right-handed pitching, a 345 ISO, a 424 weighted on-base percentage. And then you take a look at Andy Páez here, a 320 ISO and a 415 weighted on-base percentage through 83 at-bats. Same thing I just talked about in the last game, where it's like sometimes it's not so much the hitters and the pitcher. It's, are you getting strikeouts? Dolander's not a strikeout guy. And this lineup outside of Shohei Ohtani and Teoscar Hernandez does not strike out. So if the ball is in play in Colorado, typically good things happen all the time. You saw 9 runs last night out of the Dodgers. I'm not saying they're going to score 9 runs again tonight, but there's a reason why that number is so high. The better pitchers on the mound here for the Dodgers, the better lineup is in place. But instead of paying that heavy price, you figure the Dodgers aren't going to win in a low-scoring game tonight. Take some of the Dodger players with some RBI props, split a couple, get plus money, or maybe just take a look at an elevated team total. They should hit tonight, as we said. Yeah. Not a lot of strikeouts from the pitcher, not a lot of strikeouts in that lineup. And you know, Ben, you're not even getting cut off. Hey, bottom of the 9th inning, we didn't need it. You're getting all 9 at-bats for the Dodgers tonight in Colorado.
Shohei Ohtani, as we saw yesterday, 2-run shot for home run number 27 this year. Quickly, DRS, afternoon baseball rubber match between the Padres and the Nationals out at Petco in San Diego. Pitching Pavetta gets the nod. Who takes this week midweek set?
Yeah, interesting one, too, because you take a look at Nick Pivetta on the mound, where it's sort of like that push and shove here, I should say, or pull and tug. 27 2/3 innings pitch, a 5.53 ERA here. You know what? Line up with those bats here, man. Give me them Nats team total here. James Wood, have you seen that, what that guy's been doing lately?
On.
Come on now. Give me a little team total in the pods. Let's go.
DRS, I saw James Wood with one of the 5 best prices to win NL MVP.
He's like
got 63 RBIs. Join the money line, man. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Rounding out our 3 hours together live right here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid, I am Ben Stevens. Tonight is not just a Wednesday in June. It's the Wednesday in June, perhaps. It's the night of the 2025 NBA Draft. Night number one, round number one, inside the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The future will shift tonight around the association. We know that for sure. Oftentimes on the Early Line, when we give you a pack of best bets or some picks, we call it the pick six. Not quite six. Will four do? My NBA draft watch list as we get ready for the action that will unfold inside the Barclays Center. And a reminder before we get going here to end out the Early Line, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight, our NBA draft special live right here across the Sports Grid Network. Myself, the coach, James Young, J.Y., Kevin Walsh, and Tom Vecchio. Two crews, two sets, and a full breakdown all night long of everything that we are going to see in the opening round on the opening night of now a two-night event in the NBA draft, round number two tomorrow on a Thursday in BK. So on my NBA draft watch list, I'm going to give you a best bet where I believe Ace Bailey is going to end up in an associated price with it. A sleeper to keep an eye on either late tonight or maybe early tomorrow. And my early pick for Rookie of the Year, spoiler alert, it's going to be the guy going first overall. Whatever, we'll get to that in just a second. Best bet, Yegor Dimon, under 14.5, now at minus 130 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. The Russian point guard for BYU a season ago. A master orchestrator, a master facilitator with a pretty good three-point shot who is not afraid to hoist from beyond the arc. Played this past year for Kevin Young, and they had that type of pace that you would like to see for a guy at this level. Of course, Kevin Young coming from his days as an assistant coach with the Phoenix Suns, BYU, that prolific and high-powered offense. I think Yegor Dimon fits in very well to any NBA scheme, and I'm a little bit surprised, perhaps, by his draft position over-under being at 14.5. Why is that number so crucial? Of course, the first 14 picks, that's the NBA draft lottery. Back in December, January, February, March, April, May, I think if you asked anybody in the know around the NBA draft, around college basketball, around the association, talent draft, talent evaluators, they would have said, yeah, Yegor Dimon's going to be a lottery pick. I'm not sure if that has really changed on him. I really think he is lottery. Even back half of it to stay under 14.5, I will take that number. All right, where does Ace Bailey go? An interesting draft stock, of course, throughout this draft process. Not so much the talent, although some of his shot choices sometimes not rather great, but how he has conducted himself in this draft process, canceling pre-draft visits and workouts, maybe not holding himself all that well in interviews. But to me, I think the talent is there and the talent is deserved. And we have talked about the odds for Ace Bailey. Not favored to go first, second, third, fourth, or fifth overall. He is favored to go sixth overall, that number you see there. And yet to be a top five selection, it's minus 200. Some of these numbers have to be wrong. I don't think it's to be a top five pick. I ultimately believe a lot of the conjecture and conversation around Bailey throughout this draft process will not hold up tonight. I think Ace Bailey is a top five pick. Does that mean that the top five stays exactly in that order? I'm not entirely sure. I do think Ace Bailey will be selected in the first five picks tonight at minus 200. How about a sleeper? When you talk about veteran experience and a guy that was a record setter in college basketball, Ryan Kalkbrenner has all of that for Creighton. He's 7'2". He's a big that runs the floor with athleticism. His three-point shot has improved, and he's one of the best defensive players that we have seen in college hoops in recent memory. I'm talking recent memory. Along with Patrick Ewing, Ryan Kalkbrenner is the only other player with the great one in Ewing to win Big East Defensive Player of the Year recognition four times. He's also the Big East record holder for career field goal percentage, 64.2. In the season opener for CU this year, he had scored 49 points, making 20 field goals out of 22 tries. The first player since Bill Walton at UCLA in 1973. May he rest in peace, with 20 or more made field goals while shooting 90% or better from the floor. I'm not sure Kalkbrenner goes tonight, 14-1 to be a top 20 pick. But early in round two, I think he's going to be a guy that stays in the NBA and makes a difference for some time to come. Early rookie of the year, come on, man. It's Cooper Flagg. Not only is he that generational talent that surpassed our expectations collegiately, and I expect the same in the NBA, he's probably going to a playoff team in the Dallas Mavericks next year. The early line returns tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern time here on Sportsgrid.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,